Despite attempts to show otherwise, the American musical has often been a very political art form, from shows about imperialism, such as The King and I, or feminism, like My Fair Lady, or even workers' rights, such as the recent Newsies. The American musical canon often has dealt with issues that affect all of us in ways both social and political. But no show has ever tackled the American political scene with such incisiveness and cynicism as the John Wideman Stephen Sondheim musical Assassins, now in a Bay Area Musicals production at the Alcazar Theater in San Francisco through March 19th. Stephen Sondheim.
Assassins is overtly political. John and I don't sit down to write let's write a political show. It's just that John's tendency isn't the right word, but his attraction to political material is very intense. And I think when John starts to think up stories he wants to tell, they tend to be, with a capital P, political.
Assassins brings together in a musical review both the real and attempted presidential assassins of American history, from John Wilkes Booth and Lee Harvey Oswald to failures like Squeaky Frome and John Hinckley, in language that is both raw and pointed. The songs all reflect the era in which the deed was done, and the goal of the show clearly is to show how the American political culture, the pull of celebrity, and the lure of recognition, even more evident today than a quarter century ago, lends itself to political violence in the form of assassination. Of course, in the Trump era, such ideas become even more powerful. Why kill a president when you can unleash your id by electing one? As with all Sondheim shows, Assassins is not an easy one to get right. Thus, it's heartening that Bay Area Musicals has so successfully come to terms with this most difficult and controversial of shows. It's not uncommon, for instance, for audiences to walk out during John Hinckley's love song to Jodie Foster, which is counterpointed by Squeaky Frome's love song to Charles Manson, or the obscenity-laced soliloquies of Nixon's wannabe killer Samuel Bick. And by the end of the show, in the gorgeous choral song Something Just Broke, we see how all the hate, all the anger, leads to personal and societal destruction. Leading the cast are Derek Silva as John Wilkes Booth and Serge Georgievis Castellanos as the troubadour and Lee Harvey Oswald, and it's particularly as Oswald that he shines. Other standouts include Jessica Fisher as Sarah Jane Moore, and D.C. Scarpelli as Leland Czolgosz, though there's not a weak link in the whole ensemble. But again, this is not an easy show. Each character is more repulsive than the last, and while Sondheim's work is as brilliant as any of his shows, you don't walk out of Assassins with a smile on your face, and you're not meant to.
Assassins is the closest to what I would call perfection, meaning what we intended, than anything else.
Assassins, book by John Wideman, music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, directed by Darren A.C. Carollo, plays at San Francisco's Alcazar Theater through March 19th as a production of Bay Area Musicals. For more information, you can go to bamsf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.